All right, so it is Sunday, February 5th, 2017, and I welcome you to our Sunday meditation. And for those calling from other parts of the world, it might be late in the evening for you, or it actually might be tomorrow already, the 6th. So I want to begin with just having us get centered and taking a deep breath. And when you breathe deeply, just bring the oxygen in through the nose. Filling up the chest, the lungs, and as far down into the belly as possible. And for these first few breaths, you can either choose to exhale through your nostrils or even offer a big cleansing sigh by exhaling through your mouth and even adding a little lion's roar. Oftentimes, this will help just clear your throat, leaving out your tongue if you wish. And the deep breaths can also just be exhaled through your nose as well. Inhaling deeply, exhaling fully. Now you can regulate your breath to be a little bit more normal, but still allowing the inhale to be fairly deep. We tend to breathe much more shallowly than we should. Oftentimes just a half breath, maybe in the chest. So even though you're going to start to regulate your breath, bringing it to more of a normal inhale and exhale versus the deep inhale and exhale, that in that normalizing, in that bringing it to more of a rhythmic breath, just bring awareness to inviting it in a little deeper than usual. And as I tune into both my own awareness, and to those who are joining me here live in this gathering, as well as the energies of the collective, what I'm noticing is an interesting tension in which there's a pressure from the external. So for me personally, you know, I drove down the hill a bit from my home to my office. And as I did, I can feel that pressure of the physical, you know, elevation change. And there's actually that pressure around my ears, right? And energetically, I'm noticing pressure around the chest. So that's not necessarily mine personally, but just noticing it from moving from the physical to more of the energetic. And as that pressure is coming in against us in our energy field, I'm also noticing what I would call a pressure from within, meeting that pressure from without. So find that edge, find that place along the periphery of your, maybe it's your aura, or maybe it's physically somewhere in your body, where the pressure seems to be coming in, and where you seem to be meeting that energy, that pressure. And just pay attention to that, that meeting place. And I invite you to be curious about that edge or that meeting place. Whether you are more or less a visual person and you want to look at it with your mind's eye, or maybe you are more of a contemplative person and want to bring the idea of this edge into your awareness, or if you are more kinesthetic, you can actually put your hands out, or any part of your being, let's say, and notice where is that edge, and just be curious about it. And remembering your breath. And as you notice and become curious about this place in which external pressures meet our own energy field and so-called perhaps resistance, ask inwardly, feel inwardly. Is there something here for me to know? Is there something here that should be brought to my attention? And this is very real time. We are experiencing this so-called pressure from the external. And our own beingness meeting that pressure and examining it, noticing it right now. Now I'm going to ask for you to invite in any other beliefs or perceptions of pressures that are in your life. And so when I say invite in, you don't have to let them come all the way through that field in which you're meeting, but invite it into your awareness. And those pressures might be very personal, right? Perhaps they're monetary, perhaps they are time related, perhaps someone you love is hurting or in distress. Or you're worried about what's happening in the world. And rather than being overcome or intimidated or suppressed by these outward pressures in our own personal lives, call them in to this meeting place, to this edge, so that again you can simply look at them, experience them, notice whatever's there. Many times when we feel overwhelmed or overtaken or under too much pressure, we often can feel quite victimized by these bombardments. So in this guided journey, invite them in to really say, show yourself to me, dear pressure. And those energies might appear sort of as a collective of there's all this stuff that's showing up now, or they could be somewhat compartmentalized where you're noticing off to this side over here, there's the monetary financial pressures because it's the beginning of the month and something is due. Or maybe there's the pressure of, it's a Sunday evening, morning, and tomorrow I have to get back to work and do X, Y, and Z. Or maybe there's some health concerns going on and you haven't resolved them yet. It's like, yes, okay, there's that piece. So again, just have awareness. And with your breath, and in your own body, and with your powerful self, stay centered where you are. Stay centered in you. And again, whether it's something that's individually coming at you and it's been compartmentalized, or if it's a collective force that is bearing down, ask, what messages are here for me about these pressures? What do I need to know? Enlighten me. And breathe and be silent and just allow any information or insights to come in, to be revealed. To illuminate. And many times in these kinds of exercises, we often can get quite mental, quite thought-oriented, And we try really hard to seek and understand and come up with an answer. And I invite you to simply relax into the emptiness of curiosity, of not knowing, and inviting in a potential answer, but not to get caught up in whether it is right or if your mind just made it up, or even to worry about whether there is information there at all. And now, if you are a visual person, or if you are a kinesthetic person, or if toning and sound is your thing, find that edge and gently and lovingly push back on that pressure, on those pressures. Just gently push them away with your sound, with your hands, with your vision, with your intention. And find the easiest means to do that. So if you perhaps are struggling with, maybe you are using your sound, and as you are toning, you are feeling the so-called pressures coming in against your sound, then find another methodology. But basically, you're looking for and experiencing in this real time what is the easiest way for you in this moment to push back on those pressures, to simply find where you begin. Notice how close those pressures were into your energy field and begin to just push them away. And I want you to notice just how easily they move, or maybe what fears or concerns come up in you when you think, oh, but I can't just push away my obligations to whoever, to my job, to my bills being due or whatever. But notice whatever comes up in you, and perhaps the ease in which, in this moment, at least energetically with our intention, we can push away those pressures, those external energies. Beautiful. So deep breath, recognizing your center. And now notice if anything has shifted. If you feel like you need to make another round at moving those pressures, then by all means do. Now bring your awareness to your beating physical heart. Tune into it. Tune into the force in which that beating heart is pumping blood on your behalf. And allow for that energy of the heartbeat to create love and power and movement and strength with every pulse, with every beat, in an outward movement. So again, you're beginning with the heart, the physical, and then you're creating an image, a knowing that with every heartbeat, there is more energy and love and empowerment in your field. So allow for this movement to fill up your whole physical body and your periphery, the areas all around you, behind you, what you can see, what you can not see behind you, in front of you, above you, in this field that is your space. Just imagine and allow for that beating heart, for that powerful love to fill up your space. Taking a deep breath. And affirm with your words, with your knowing, yes. My entire being, my entire space is filling up with powerful love generated from my heartbeat and my intention and my knowing. And allow for any of that movement to now start to bump against the edges, to dissolve those edges, that edge in which the pressure was coming in and we were then pushing away. So allow that force field of you, of this beating heart of love, to basically dissolve and push away and pound away at the edges so that they actually completely dissolve. So that sense of external pressure doesn't come invading your space, but the belief and that meeting of the pressure and your resistance dissolves so that you can begin to experience your power, your heartbeat, your love, your knowing in a much more larger, powerful way as you, as your field, as your intentions. As your moment right now. Beautiful. So let's go ahead and take a couple of deep breaths to slowly bring us back into the here and now of our bodies, of this meditation coming to an end. And if you wish to continue in this state of awareness that is meditative in nature, then by all means do so. Allow this to be your sacred time and however you wish to spend it. You could be coming in gently into your body, into awareness, or you can be traveling a little bit farther, a little bit more blissfully, stretching out time and saying, I'll just stay right here, whatever is right for you. And when you are complete, when you are ready to bring your full awareness back to your day's routine, allow that beating heart that is happening constantly to continue to be a force of love, of strength, of your power that can effortlessly dissolve that meeting place in which external pressures start to bear down on you, and recognizing this as a tool for reclaiming your energy field with your power, with your love. And so it is. And until next time, blessings to you, and love to you, empowerment to you.